at the end of your business. Call 202 or visit any of our branches to open an account today. Axis Bank, more than banking.
Blind are laid to rest in Livingstone. Ndola residents will come partial closure of President's Avenue for rehabilitation works. And in Africa news, son of Robert Mugabe arrested in South Africa on suspicion of attempted murder. Good afternoon. It is Friday, the 20th of February, 2025, and to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Former Common Radio DJ Pascal Mlenga, popularly known as DJ Mablind, has been put to rest in Livingstone following his death on February 17th, 2026. Mr. Mlenga made history as the first visually impaired radio DJ and presenter in Zambia's broadcasting industry. His appointment at Common Radio marked a major milestone for persons with disabilities in the country's media sector. Apart from his radio career, Mr. Mlenga served as a senior lecturer in special education at David Livingstone College of Education and was a strong advocate for equal rights and inclusion of persons with disabilities. Speaking during the burial service, Common Radio Chief Executive Officer Lesa Kasoma described the late DJ as a dedicated and inspirational, saying his death came as a shock. Ms. Kasoma noted that DJ Mablind never allowed his visual impairment to define him and worked professionally like any other presenter.
Mr. Pascal Mlenga will come to me and tell me to say, my only issue is that you have one more job to me. I am a disabled person. For me, I want to share how my return has to see you in the ground. I'm president at the University of London. And when he asked the young man, how am I going to do it? I told him, the way you operate your phone, your educational levels, and everything else, the only thing you can afford is the training. For those of you who have the chance to see him, the company will tell.
Under Livingstone Mayor Constance Muliabai described the late Pascal Mlenga as a bold and a confident advocate for persons with disabilities. She said his death leaves a vacuum in the district, particularly in disability advocacy and inclusive leadership.
And I remember when I was just in school, he was one of the first people that actually came to my office and committed to work with me in serving the people with disabilities. I found him a very global man. And every time I met Mr. Mlenga, he is doing his time as a CDA member, or just as a Livingstone community member, to say to the mayor, no, 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 no. Can you take a photo? I think the time of the test is that every time we take photos, I'm sure I die from the flag with my picture. And that's what I remember Mr. Mlenga for. And as I stand here to say his life has indeed come as a shock to most of us as well.
Meanwhile, Family Representative Martin Musekwa described Mr. Mlenga as a fighter who believed strongly in inclusion and equal participation of persons with disabilities in mainstream society.
Mr. Mlenga was his first to say, no, I will never be a test of operator. Then he said, family, Bamari, my uncle Haisha, I shall be dedicated to one day and be included in the best thing for the society. Because of that passion, Mr. Mlenga applied to the Kuruma College of Education today, which is the Kuruma University. We are in obtaining a diploma. And let us be employed as a teacher and give this appointment at the University Secondary School.
The late Pascal Mlenga, popularly known as DJ Mablind, is survived by a wife and three children. Residents of Mukushi's Matuku ward have thanked the government for approving the roofing of Chimbofwe Primary School, whose roof was blown off last year. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Matuku ward Development Committee Chairperson Alex Lupenga says the damage to the school's infrastructure had disrupted learning, with our pupils currently conducting lessons under trees. Mr. Lupenga noted that once the roofing works are completed, the development will greatly benefit the learners by providing a safe and a conducive learning environment.
Because last year, Nidio, blown off Umutenge wali tumuka, kumulandua muela ulio batila cyclone. Eicho, ubuteko, ukupichila mu CDF, na butuafuirisha, ukutila tuarabule mpia, tuwamie, iskulu ulia pachimbofwe. Pantutali ino nshita alana, niyabo abale shupi kwa isa kutila, abale sambila fie, munchi ya fimuti. Anish parichi, tulete otela, bantu buteko, watu afuirisha, ukupitila msi jefu, tuwalako watu kuwamia ili skuru, kakuchila ala anavesu, bale ikala umwa wa mali mtubale sambilia.
A resident of Undola, Mike Ongosa, has welcomed plans to close one lane of our President's Avenue, one of the busiest roads in the Central Business District, for rehabilitation works. The other lane will remain open to allow traffic flow and business activities to continue. Speaking during a town hall meeting hosted by Ndola City Council, Mr. Ngosa said that closing the entire road would cause severe traffic congestion and disrupt business operations. He emphasized the importance of keeping at least one lane open during the repairs.
I was born here in Ndola, grew up in Ndola. This is not the first time the roads are being maintained. We have seen roads being maintained, okay? But the roads were not being closed completely. Can we adopt that method so that we go where we balance? The business should continue running, okay?